ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुः सुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। Krishna, having talked about the greatness of the self-knowledge, or the knowledge of the reality of the whole, in the 46th verse, later on he moves on to the Karma Yoga, the 47th verse. Of course, self-knowledge is the ultimate accomplishment, ultimate goal of the human life. There's nothing that has to be accomplished, achieved, after accomplishing the self-knowledge. Self-knowledge itself is freedom from limitations. Self-knowledge, okay, attainment of the self-knowledge and attainment of the knowledge of what happiness is one and the same. They are two different things. That is why there is nothing more to be accomplished after accomplishing the self-knowledge. Why? Because for the one who has accomplished the self-knowledge, everything is as well accomplished, everything is accomplished as it were. A thing needs to be accomplished. And for him, even the study of, even the knowledge of all other disciplines also is not required on the part of an Atmajnani, the person who knows the self. Why? Because that is why this 46th verse says, because all the Vedas have already been, whether he has studied or not, even without having studied all the Vedas also, all the study of all the Vedas, whatever has to be accomplished by studying all the Vedas, that has been accomplished, that becomes accomplished by knowing the self. That is why he doesn't need to study anything. For the person who knows the self, all the Vedas, all the Shastras, all the worldly knowledge, anything and everything will be like what? The reservoir full of water in a place of floods. He doesn't need that anymore. That they all have served their purpose. Okay? By knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were, known as well. So this is what Bhagavan discuss about the greatness of the self-knowledge in the 46th verse. Then he suddenly moves on to the Karma Yoga. Why? Because this self-knowledge is the ultimate end, which is accomplishment of moksha also. But for that jnanam, what is important, what is required is the preparedness. No, the qualification. Jnanam is moksha, but jnanam requires jnana yogyata. Jnana yogyata is what? Qualification for that knowledge. What is the qualification required for that knowledge? Two things. Remember, very simple. Chitta shuddhihi, chitta naischalyam. Or antahkarna shuddhihi, or antahkarna naischalyam. Two things. Mental purity and mental steadiness. We call them two things. Mind is always of this, of the nature of just flux. It's always in a state of flux. it can never remain in one place, one thing. And this restless, agitated, distracted mind has to, indisciplined mind has to become disciplined, steady, calm, quiet mind. That's what is known by mental steadiness. Okay, without mental steadiness, no knowledge can be accomplished. And what about this self-knowledge? Because knowledge of the self means knowledge of the subject of knowledge, not knowledge of the object of knowledge. Even the knowledge of the object of knowledge, okay, knowledge of an object is compared to self, knowledge is a gross knowledge actually. Nothing is as subtle as the self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is the subtlest, knowledge or subtlest of the things. Therefore here, the self-knowledge, any knowledge requires steady and quiet mind, and definitely self-knowledge also needs what? Steady mind. Antahkarana naischalyam. Nischala antahkaranam is very, very important. And that nischala antahkaranam itself is not enough. Nischala antahkaranam one can gain by practicing some meditative techniques. By practicing meditative techniques, one can have chitta naischalyam. But even for one to be meditative and to have chitta naischalyam, antahkarana naischalyam, mental steadiness, one must be free from being a split personality. One must be an integrated minded. What do we mean by integrated mind? Antahkarana shuddhihi implies a person being effortlessly integrated minded. Okay, one should have neutralized one's ragadveshas, likes and dislikes. So, what do we mean by person being integrated minded? Thought, word and deed should be in alignment. And that is possible only if a person commits oneself to live a life of values. Without living a life of values, one cannot be a straightforward, noble person, integrated minded. One's thought, word and deed cannot be in alignment. Without having one's thought, word and deed in alignment, then one cannot be pure minded. Without being pure mentally, one will be definitely a split personality. Understand? A split personality cannot have what? Mental steadiness. That's all. How much ever he sits and practices meditation. Therefore, antahkarana shuddhihi and antahkarana naischalyam are the twofold qualifications required on the part of the jignasu, one who wants to know what is the truth of the whole universe, what is that one reality, which is the very existence of the entire this cosmos, what is the truth which is available for recognition as the very knower, as the subject of knowledge, as myself, what is the truth, what is that reality, the truth, understand? And one who wants to know the truth, one who wants to know is a jignasu. And who is the one who can have the desire for knowledge? One who knows the value of knowledge. Who is the one who can have passion for knowledge, desire for knowledge? One who knows the value of knowledge. Who is the one who knows the value of knowledge? One who knows a knowledge being the only means for moksha. That is why without purushartha nischayaha, one cannot know the value of knowledge. Without knowing the value of knowledge, one cannot become a jignasu. One cannot have desire for knowledge. The one who is desirous of knowing is a jignasu. Without being a jignasu, one cannot make efforts deliberately to qualify himself for knowledge. Understand the great shraddha? No, I had to get myself equipped, qualified for this vision. I can't afford to miss this. Suppose when you want money, you know the value of money, to get money, what all you think, how you make UFOs. Like anything, if you know what you want is very clear, you know the value of what you want, and whatever you need to do for getting what you want, you will make all your best efforts, best of your efforts. Understand? Here also, one who knows the value of knowledge and one who commits himself to the pursuit of knowledge, understand? And such a person is a real spiritual person. Until and unless one commits oneself, understand, to pursue the knowledge, there is no spirituality. One is not spiritual. Irrespective of whether he worships Bhagavan, he prays to Bhagavan, okay, he chants and he recites, he meditates, no. What he does, what he does not do, that doesn't matter. Unless there is an ardent wish, I want to know, I should know, I can't miss it. If the desire to know is there, then he is a spiritual person. Such a spiritual person alone can know the value of knowledge, can commit himself to the pursuit of knowledge, and he knows the value of becoming mentally pure and steady, and such a person can really make efforts to become, to get himself qualified for this knowledge. And such a person is a karma yogi. Understand? Who is a karma yogi now? He is a karma yogi. As we saw last class, how karmanyeva adhikarahate ma phaleshu kadachana ma karmas phalahetuhu bhuhu ma te astu sangaha karmani. We saw the previous verse. Last class I explained to you. That's why that Bhagavad Gita verse is something very important verse. Everybody quotes who gives talk on karma yoga, but they also give very wrong translation of saying, may you do your duties, you have right to do, and then you don't expect results thereof. I tell you, there's no word like that. You have choice over actions. Understand? You can choose to do a given action, right action or wrong action. Once you are a karma yogi, once you know the value of values, and definitely you choose to do the right, avoid the wrong. You can use your free will, you can use your knowledge of values, and you can choose to do the right action, avoid the wrong action. This discretion in action also is yoga. You will see someone in another context. So you have choice over actions. But you do not have choice over results of actions. In fact, whoever chooses to do any action, definitely before choosing to do a given action, definitely one chooses to do any action with an expectation of the result. Expecting a result only, one can do any action. Without expecting a result, nobody can do any action. Understand? That is why our Swamiji always quotes one sentence, prayojanam anuddishya mandaha api na pravartate. Even a foolish person, okay, even a fool cannot do anything without expecting a result. Prayojanam anuddishya, without expecting a result, some benefit, some gain, mudaha mandaha api, even a dull-witted person na pravartate, does not do anything. Understand? Whoever does anything, definitely one can do something expecting some result only. That is why this Bhagavad Gita does not say, do your duty, don't expect the results thereof. No, doesn't say that. Understand? The meaning of this verse is, you have choice, you have no choice about doing the action. You understand, once you are living this life, you have to be doing something or the other, but you can use your free will, you can use knowledge of values, choose to do the right action. There are biological natural needs, there is a pursuit of artha, there is a pursuit of kama. You can't pursue, you can't stop, prevent yourself from pursuing artha or kama. Pursue artha and kama, but in conformity with dharma. Understand? Ultimately, to prepare yourself for jnanam, which itself is moksha. Understand? Therefore, he says, may you have choice over actions, but you do not have choice over results of actions. They are ordained by the natural laws, which are Ishvara, Once you know the natural laws being Ishvara, Bhagavan, then you can look at any result as prasada. Once you can look at it as prasada, you can accept it with the sameness of mind. Understand? That is why I said, and whatever karma you do, do it with an attitude of offering it to Bhagavan. Ishvara arpana buddhya karma kuru. Prasada buddhya yatkimapi agachati jivane svikuru. Prasada buddhya svikuru. Accept anything which comes in life as prasada. Understand? This makes a life of karma yoga. And we saw that in the previous verse. And then he said, but karma pala hetuhu ma bhuhu. If you think you are the author of the results of actions, that is not correct. Because you are not the author of results. Success or failure, gain or loss, whatever is the result, desirable or undesirable, the results are, the fruits of actions are determined by the natural laws which are Ishvara. You are not, don't think you are the author of the fruits of action. I told you last class that also. And because, and then being afraid of, you know, facing any undesirable fruit or result later on, and don't decide not to do any action at all. May you not be attached to inaction. Please don't ever decide to remain without doing any action. There is no such thing called inaction until the jnanam takes place. Understand? And then if you sit without doing any action, you can't call yourself inactive person. You can call yourself a lazy person. Understand? That non-performance of actions, being afraid of facing the fruits of actions, okay, will not lead you any distance from where you are. It will not help you. So one has to do karma. But understand, one should not sit without doing any karma. One has to know one's responsibilities and duties. One has to do one's duties and do the needful, but always in conformity with dharma. Ultimately, to prepare oneself for jnanam. That's why I told you, karma yoga, living a life of karma yoga, results in having antakarna shuddhihi. So without living a life of karma yoga, the jnanam is not possible at all. Understand? But karma yoga itself is not complete without jnanam. That is why yoga and jnanam both are mutually contributing. Understand? Yoga prepares the mind for jnanam. Yoga is what? Preparatory for jnanam. But jnanam, yoga itself is not complete. Yoga without jnanam is incomplete. Is it clear? So Krishna continues here. Let us go to the next sloka now. Therefore, sangaha, akarmani sangaha ma astu. Very, very important line is what? Akarmani sangaha ma astu. May you not be attached to inaction. Therefore he says, he explains further what is karma yoga, okay, what is yogaha. Now please understand, the word yogaha has many meanings. In this context, the word yogaha means, you know, anything which prepares the mind for knowledge is yogaha. Anything which prepares the mind for knowledge is yogaha. Anything which contributes, anything that you do, look at this, anything you do, if it contributes for antakarna shuddhihi, then it is called yogaha. Look at this. What is yoga? Anything, whatever you do, if it contributes for antakarna shuddhihi, it is yoga. Don't forget. That is why all the people, when they practice all these things, they call it yoga. If you practice asanas, it is mere exercise. I want to tell you this. Please listen very carefully. If you understand the word yoga today correctly in this context, word yoga has many meanings. But in this context, yoga means anything and everything which contributes for mental preparedness. okay, which prepares the mind for knowledge alone is yoga. When will you be interested in preparing yourself for knowledge? Only when you know the value of knowledge. Only if you are interested in knowledge. And when will you be interested in knowledge? When will you know the value of knowledge? Only if you know, if you have purusharthan nischaya, if you know knowledge is the only means for freedom. Knowledge is the only, I can stand like this and tell you, authoritatively I can tell you, knowledge is the only means for moksha. Freedom from all limitations. Freedom from all the problems you have in life. Why? Because knowledge itself is freedom. What is that? Knowledge itself is freedom. They're identical. Knowledge itself is freedom. Therefore, if knowledge itself is freedom, and freedom is my ultimate, moksha is my ultimate end, if I know it's a choiceless end, and knowledge is the only means, then I know the value of knowledge, I'll be interested in pursuit of knowledge, I'll commit myself to understand the pursuit of knowledge. Once I'm committed to the pursuit of knowledge, and I know the importance of preparing myself for knowledge, understand, then whatever I do becomes what? Yoga. Now I tell you, if anything and everything you do has to contribute for the mental preparedness, how you should do it. One that is called, any karma you do, any action you do, if it prepares your mind for knowledge, then that karma becomes what? Yoga. That is what is karma yoga. Karma eva yogaha bhavati. Karma itself becomes the preparatory discipline. Understand? Karma eva yogaha bhavati. The very performance of action becomes preparatory discipline. Means what? Becomes preparatory means. Understand? Yogaha bhavati. Then it is called karma yoga. Now what is karma yoga? It's not some given action. All the duties you do, all your duties from morning till evening, once you from wake up from sleep and until you fall asleep, whatever you do, all the actions are karma. And then whatever you do as your duties are karma. Whatever you do to fulfill your responsibilities are karma, actions. Karma means what? Actions. And apart from that, you are worshipping. And praying. Praying is what? Action. Worshipping is what? Action. Whether you go to the church or going to the temple, whatever, wherever you are going, it is karma, action. Understand? Worshipping is action. Praying is an action. What you do to fulfill responsibilities and duties are actions. Understand? Whatever you do the whole life from morning till evening, whatever you do is action. Or nothing but actions. Apart from that, you practice asanas. Whether you practice Arabics or yoga, the so-called asanas. They are known as yoga asanas. They are supposed to prepare your mind for knowledge. But without the purusharth nischayaha, without knowing the value of knowledge, okay, without being interested in knowledge, simply practicing asanas is not yoga. It is just a physical exercise which will help you to keep your body fit. It's not yoga. It's a karma. But it's not yoga. Even the asanas when you practice, I don't say practicing asanas, learning asanas, practicing asanas is useless. Very, very useful. But if it has to be yoga, if it has to be called yoga, then there must be what? purushartha nischaya. Otherwise, it is just a physical exercise which if you practice, any physical exercise if you practice, it will help you to keep your body fit, like going to gym. It's Indian and that's all. Indian way of doing exercise, physical exercise, that's all. But it's more systematic and then no, it helps you. The practice of yoga, that asanas, really takes care of every bit of your part of your body. There's a different, this pure, excellent discipline. But if it has to be, any discipline is effective. It's a discipline, understand? But if it has to be yoga, it has to contribute for antakarna shuddhi, then there must be purushartha nischaya. Okay, what about the mental activity, practice of meditation? We talk about meditation. Meditation also is mental activity. Whatever you do, either physical activity or oral activity or mental activity, activity is karma. So any karma is only a karma which will produce some phalam and some fruit, but still which will not contribute for chitta shuddhi. Understand? If anything you do has to contribute for chitta shuddhi, then one must have purushartha nischayaha. One should know the value of knowledge. One should be committed to the pursuit of knowledge. One should know the value of becoming mentally pure and steady. Thereby, then one, whatever one does becomes yoga. And once you know that I need to be prepared, to get myself prepared for knowledge, then what do you do, how you do, that makes your correction yoga. Whether you practice meditation or whether you practice singing, whether you practice, you're practicing recitation, whether you do the act of recitation, act of singing, act of dancing, act of, no, whether you practice this, practice, do the act of this practicing asanas, or whether you do your duties, whether you do social service, whatever you do, doesn't matter. That becomes yoga if you have proper attitude. Understand? If you have purushartha nischaya. That is why purushartha nischayaha, being clear about the ultimate end of, okay, like very important, then the whole attitude changes, the whole lifestyle changes. Then karma yoga. Understand? Once you know then how I should do my duties, how I should live my life, how I take the situation which come in my life, how I perform my duties. That is what is said in the following verse. We see that.
Yogasthah kuru karmani.
Karmani kuru
sangam tyaktva dhananjaya. Sangam tyaktva dhananjaya.
Siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva.
Siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva.
Samatvam yoga uchyate.
Samatvam yoga uchyate.
Okay. He says, samatvam yogaha. It's a big quotation. Samatvam yogaha. I just now told you, whatever karma you do, understand? If that karma you do contributes for mental preparedness, antahkarna shuddhihi, okay, thereby it prepares the mind for knowledge, it is yogaha. And here he are, one more thing he says here, samatvam yogaha, samatvam yoga uchyate. Samatvam is yogaha. What is samatvam? Being equanimous, no? Having equanimity towards whatever comes in life. How to have a sameness of mind towards anything, whatever comes in life. What comes in life? Either desirable result or undesirable result. What will be that? Either pleasure or pain, success or failure, you know, defeat or victory, honor or dishonor, whatever comes in life, loss or gain, I take both results with the sameness of mind. Samatvam yogaha. Then we can take, as I told you already, Ishara Prasada Buddhihi. I have told you earlier, again the next line comes here, Samatvam yogaha. What is yoga? What is that which will prepare my mind for knowledge? If you have the sameness of mind towards everything that happens in life, then okay, your attitude towards how you take everything in life prepares your mind for knowledge, then that it becomes what? Yoga. Samatvam is yoga. Is it clear? Samatvam yogaha. He says, Siddhi asiddhyoho samatthamaha bhutva. Therefore, samatvam yoga uchyate means, he says, Hey Dhananjaya, hey Arjuna, karmani kuru. He just says, karmani kuru. Krishna does not say karmani ma kuru. Okay? Karmani kuru is an imperative verb. Karmani kuru means, do all your duties. Don't shirk your responsibilities. You please do all that you have to do. Karmani kuru. Do all your actions. But katham kuru, how should you do? Understand? Katham kartavyam. How you should do your actions. Perform your actions. Do your duties. Yogastaha. Yogastaha means what? Remaining steadfast in yoga. Remaining steadfast in yoga, you do whatever you have to do. Then what? That will prepare, that will take care of your jnanaman moksha. That means what? That will take care of your preparedness required for knowledge. That will take care of the qualifications you require for knowledge. You want moksha, the choiceless end. All that you want is you need to know the self, and you need to know the Brahma Vastu. For that, you need to be prepared. Now, Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam is very simple. Moksha is very, very simple. Understand? Only preparedness, the Jnana Yogyata Prapti is difficult. Jnana Praptihi is very, very simple. Jnana Yogyata Praptihi alone involves difficulty now. Preparation, understand, the qualification required for jnanam alone involves effort, but the qualification, the preparedness required for jnanam will be taken care of. What should I do to prepare myself for knowledge? What should I do to attain moksha, to prepare myself for jnanam? Don't worry, do karmani kuru. Krishna is so relaxed, okay? He says very calmly, do all your duties. Don't need to run away anywhere, giving up your responsibilities here. Do all your duties, remaining steadfast in yoga. What does he mean by saying remaining steadfast in yoga? Remaining steadfast in yoga means, may you do all your duties in conformity with dharma. So have discretion in action before you do. See whether, what are the action you have chosen to do is in conformity with dharma or not. If it is against dharma, immediately withdraw yourself, refrain yourself from that wrong action. If it is in keeping with dharma, then go ahead doing that action. Fulfill your desire, fulfill your wish. Understand? And whatever you do, so do your duties, have discretion action. Having discretion action is yoga. Doing your duties in conformity with dharma is yoga. Understand, makes the righteous action is yoga. Then before doing also, have Ishvara Arpana Buddhi. Whatever I am doing, definitely it's going to bring a result. No action is going to fail in producing a result. Result is definite, so I'm so relaxed about result is going to come or not. I'm not going to be worried about my result. Result is definite. Understand? If I'm not anxious at all. and whatever I am doing, ultimately I am living this whole life ultimately for moksha. If I am doing it with an attitude of offering it to Bhagavan, Ishvara Arpana Buddhya Aham Karomi, I do all that I do with this doing your duties with this understanding is what? Doing your actions with an attitude of offering it to Bhagavan. Understand? This is what is Yogastaha Karmani Kuru. Then whatever comes also, how do you take it? The result of the action or whatever situation occurs in life, even whether it's directly result of an action or some situation which occurs in life, that you look at it as prasada. Because determined by the natural laws which are Ishvara, therefore I accept them with sameness of mind without questioning. Therefore I can accept, I know any result is what? Any fruit of any action, any situation is what? Ashashvatam. Everything comes and goes. Nothing is permanent in this life except the self, which is happiness itself. And all that you want is the permanent one, which is happiness, which is the very swarupam of the self, which is the self. The permanent one is you. Other than you, everything else is what? Impermanent. What about all the experiences? Experience of pain, experience of pleasure, all the paths of opposites, all the fruits of actions are time bound. The results produced by the actions are also what? Time bound. Everything comes and goes. Agama apayinaha anityaha tan titikshasva bharata. We have already read much earlier in the second chapter. This is the nature of everything that comes in life. All the fruits of action are also impermanent. I know this nature of fruits of actions. I know the nature of situations. They all come and go. I know now what I want is permanent. That permanent is what? Nitya nirantara sukham. Everlasting happiness, which is none other than my own swarupam, so which is myself. Understand? Therefore, I am myself happiness. In spite of myself being happiness, all my unhappiness is because of my ignorance of what I am. Understand? Therefore, I want only jnanam. And for that jnanam, and everything else comes and goes, I have no say over whatever comes and goes. Everything that comes and goes is determined by the natural law. Therefore, prasadaha. I look at it, everything that happens, undesirable, siddhihi, asiddhihi. Siddhihi, success. Asiddhihi, failure. Siddhi, asiddhiyoho. Samaha, bhutva. Success or failure. Not only these two, you can take jaya, ajayayoho. You can say that. Labha, labhayoho. Mana, apamana yoho. Honor or dishonor. Gain or loss. Victory or defeat. Loss or gain. Whatever comes. Success or failure. Siddhi, asiddhi, whatever comes. In all the situations, samaha bhutva, remaining the same in all the situations, knowing their limitations, all these situations come because they're determined by the natural laws to come. There's a cause behind it. I cannot undo them, I cannot change them, I cannot escape from them. I cannot change them, undo them, escape from them. And whatever comes, it comes and goes. Comes and goes. Comes and goes. Nothing stays forever. So whatever comes, if they are ordained by the natural laws, if they are Ishvara, I can look at them as prasada. Once it is a prasada, any prasada is the same for me. Understand? This attitude of looking at anything which happens in life as prasada, is what? Accepting all the situations in life in the sameness of mind is what? Prasada buddhihi. Is prasada buddhihi. Anyway, so what I'm saying, this is the prasada buddhihi. Understand? Therefore, samatvam yogaha. if you have this sameness of mind towards all the situations with an understanding of the nature of whatever happens in life and with your limitations also. So this is Ishvara Prasada Buddhihi. So here what that is why Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. That's why Krishna says, hey Arjuna, karmani kuru. Katham kuru? Siddhi asiddhyoho samaha bhutva. Siddhi asiddhyoho samaha bhutva. Remaining the same in all situations, success or failure, okay, gain or loss, defeat or victory, in all the situations, remaining the same. How can I remain the same? Entertaining the Ishvara Prasada Buddhihi. Then, remaining the same, Karmani Kuru, remaining steadfast in yoga. Understand? Karmani Kuru, may you do your duties. And how should you do? Sangam Tyaktva. Sangam Tyaktva. Sangam Tyaktva means giving up attachment to the fruits of actions. Sangam Tyaktva means giving up the attachment. It's another problem. Okay, giving up attachment to what? In this context, giving up the attachment to the fruits of actions. You can expect the results. In fact, no, I told you already, no one can do any action without expecting a result. Shastram does not say, please do your duty without expecting a result. No, it would be wrong. The whole karma kanda is prescribed stating, do this, you get this phalam. Do this, you get this phalam. That means what? The whole teaching is, karma is always performed for the result. Understand, karma, performance of duty, performance of any action itself is for a given end, for a given result, for a given fruit. So it is impossible for one to do any action without expecting a result. So Shastram says, do your duty, do any karma with an expectation of a result, but without being attached to the result, remaining steadfast in yoga. Understand? Having the sameness of mind towards success or failure, do your duties. And what do you mean by not being attached to the results of actions? Expect the results, but don't be attached to the results. What does it mean here? See, if there is readiness, if there is prasada buddhihi, then you can accept, you can be free from anxiety about the result. You won't be anxious of results. What is going to be the result? You can avoid being anxious about the fruits of actions if you have prasada buddhihi. You are already, you have prepared yourself. How? You have done your duties, you have done what you do, whatever you are doing with Ishvara Arpana buddhihi. Then you know the nature of the results of actions, you know the situations, you know what part of the karma is, you know how they are ordained by the natural law, etc. So you know whatever comes is prasadaha. If there is that attitude is there, everything and anything which comes in life is prasadaha, means there was the question of being anxious. Understand how to avoid anxiety in life? Have prasada buddhihi. What is the only way? How can I have prasada buddhihi? Understand subtle facts of life. What are subtle facts? What subtle fact? Come on, you don't know the secret. There is the fruits of actions are determined by the natural laws. Do you know this? You don't know that. This is a fact. I do not accept it as a fact. If you don't accept a fact as a fact, you are immature. Understand? The immature person, no mature intelligent mind can deny the fact. This is a fact. No, I don't understand. That is a different thing. Understand? This is a fact. It's a subtle fact. What do you say called subtle fact? I can't really see how it works. That's why it's called subtle fact. You had a grass fact. Okay? Subtle fact, that is why we find it difficult to understand. Results, all the actions, definitely produce the result whether you want it or not, but those results are, you have choice over actions, to you can choose to do the right or wrong action, understand? But once you have done the action, the fruits are determined by the natural laws. I don't see the natural laws, you can't see the natural laws, but you can understand the natural laws being manifest as part and parcel of the whole jagat. And how many are there? Innumerably, countless laws are there. So many laws have been discovered in physics, but so many have yet to be discovered. Understand? But there are so many natural laws, and every law is Ishvara, Bhagavan for us. In the whole universal natural law and order consists of innumerable natural laws. Understand? Those are laws alone determine the results of actions. Therefore, you have no say over them. You have to understand your helplessness. You have no say over the results of actions. And there is a cause why the law determines this particular result. There is a cause behind it. That's also another subtle fact which you can't understand. Why the fire burns my finger? When I touch the finger, if I touch the fire burns my finger. Why does it fire burn my finger? Understand? That is the nature of fire. Similarly, you know, pain or pleasure, success or failure, defeat or victory, honor or dishonor, whatever, any trouble, any situation, anything comes in life, that is something determined by the law, natural law, which is we look upon as what? Everything is Ishvara, Bhagavan. So natural laws are Ishvara. Therefore, the law determined, the Ishvara determined results are what? Prasadaha. Water comes as prasadaha. Then I have this attitude of looking at everything as prasadaha. Then without denying whatever it is, I can accept them with sameness of mind. That is what is samatvam. Understand? Samatvam. I can have samatvam. So he says here, and this once I know, without being anxious about the results of actions, if a person has a prasada buddhihi, he cannot have anxiety. He'll be free from anxiety about the results. When he's free from anxiety about the results, then he is ready to accept any result. He expects the desirable result, but even the result will be undesirable. He is ready to accept it with sameness of mind. That readiness to accept anything which comes with the sameness of mind, as prasada, without being anxious about the result, is non-attachment to the fruits of actions. Is it clear? This is what he says. Sangam tyaktva. Sangam tyaktva. This is what is not without not being attached to the result of actions. Hey Arjuna, look at this. If one sentence is different, sangam tyaktva, without being attached to the results of actions, which means without being anxious about the results, entertaining the Ishvara prasada buddhihi, with readiness to accept the sameness of mind, remaining steadfast in yoga, knowing the value of dharma, do all that you need to do with discretion in action, in conformity with dharma, understand? And with accepting water comes in life with sameness of mind. That samatvam yogaha, entertaining the equanimity in mind in term, you know, with towards the results of actions, desirable or undesirable, is said to be yogaha. This attitude towards water comes in life, and this attitude, you know, doing everything in conformity with dharma, will definitely in due course of time will contribute for antahkarana shuddhihi. Otherwise, there is no way of becoming mentally pure. Understand? So, whatever you do, if it contributes for antahkarana shuddhihi, mental purity, if it contributes for neutralizing your own likes and dislikes, ragadveshas, if it prepares your mind for jnanam, only then it's called yoga. Understand? And for such a commitment to live a life of dharma and to have Isharpana Buddhihi in doing actions, to have Prasada Buddhihi to accept all the results which comes in life, no, you should have what? You should be committed to the pursuit of knowledge with the value of knowledge for which you need to have Purushartha Nischayaha. We will be very clear about the ultimate, the moksha being the choiceless ultimate end. Is it clear? Okay. So let us do the bhashyam now. Yogastah kuru karmani.
Yogastah kuru karmani.
Sangam tyaktva dhananjaya.
Sangam tyaktva dhananjaya.
Siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva.
Siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva.
Samatvam yoga uchyate.
Samatvam yoga uchyate.
See how beautifully Adishankara introduces this verse. Look at this. Yadi karma phala prayuktena.
Karma phala prayuktena.
Na kartavyam karma.
Na kartavyam karma.
See, karma phala prayuktena, karma phala prayuktam means what? Look at this. Any action performed for a given fruit. When you are really, whatever karma you do, you expect a result, that though you are definitely, you have desire for a given fruit. You expect a given fruit. That is why you are doing the karma. Understand? But then what happens? That's why that desire for the result of action only impels you to do an action. Look at this. Because you expect the given result, that is why the very, what is it which impels you to do the action? Desire for the fruit. Understand? That means what? You expect the karma. That's why it is very wrong to say that. You can do the desire. Any desire is natural. Look at this. Any desire is very natural. You don't need to feel guilty about having desires. Any natural is divine and natural. And desire is natural. Desire for a given pleasure is very natural. Desire for a given object is very natural. Desire for any end is very natural. Any object is very natural. Any fruit is very natural. Therefore, desire for a given fruit, a given result, will be so strong in you. Okay? Then that forces you really to do an action. That drives you to do an action. When you do the action, nothing wrong. You can have a desire. But how you should do that action? Understand? Here Krishna makes it very clear. You have no choice about doing an action. Because every action is impelled by your desire. Desire for the fruit of the action. Desire for, understand? For a given end. And that desire, you are not creating. You are not creating your desires. You are helpless. Desires do arise naturally. You cannot undo your desires. You cannot destroy your desires. You cannot give up your desires. Actually, giving up a desire is another wrong teaching. I've been telling all my classes. You know what is giving up your desires? See, I'm holding on to something, okay? I give it up. I have given up this. Are you holding on to desire like this? Are you holding something for you to give it up? You cannot holding on to the desire. Understand? You have no control over desires. Understand? Desires are very natural. So you cannot give up the desires. In fact, you are held by desires. Understand? That's why you have to free yourself from the hold of desires. You can't give up desires. That is why you can't give up, nor can you control or undo your desires. So desires are very natural. So desires desire for anything is very natural. Desire for given end, desire for given fruit is there naturally. It impels you to the action. When it impels you, what choice do you have about doing action? You have to just do. Understand? That is why you will do it. But that is where you have to use your buddhi, willpower. You have choice over action. You have to do the action, something or the other. But use your will, use your knowledge of ethics, values. See what's right or wrong. Choose to do the right action, avoid the wrong action. Katham kartavyam, that's what he says. Understand? How it should be done. You can't give up your desire, but you have to fulfill your desire. To fulfill the desire, you have to act, and how you should act. That's what is said here. Yogastaha kuru. Remaining steadfast in yoga, may you do your duties. I explained to you what is remaining steadfast in yoga. I have already explained to you what is not being attached to the results of actions, and also said what how samattam is yogaha. We'll see that thing. Yogastaha.
Yogastaha.
Iti, okay, yogastasan.
Yogastasan.
Kuru.
Kuru.
Karmani.
Karmani.
See, yogastasan karmani kuru. Is this sentence from the text? May you do your duties remaining steadfast in yoga. This is the literal English translation of the sentence. Yogastaha karmani kuru. But Shankara gives a beautiful meaning. Kevalam Ishwarartham.
Kevalam Ishwarartham.
Understand now? I already explained to you now. Ishwarartham. Ishwarartham means what? Ultimately for accomplishing the everlasting mokshaha jnanam. Understand? That is what Ishwarartham. And Ishwara arpana buddhya. Ishwarartham means what? Ishwara arpana buddhya. So kevalam Ishwarartham. I'm doing my duties now just for ultimately fulfilling my ultimate end. I mean fulfilling my desire, accomplishing my ultimate goal. Ultimate end. What is my ultimate end? Mokshaha. Why do you say moksha? I don't want mokshaha. Who said if you don't want moksha, you don't know what you're searching for. Mokshaha is your ultimate choiceless end. Understand? Mokshaha is what is moksha? Freedom from limitations means what? Discovering happiness which is already there. That is what is mokshaha. Understand? Therefore freedom. And what is freedom here? Knowledge. Therefore Ishwarartham. So Ishwarartha means in order to know who the Lord is, in order to know what is the truth of the whole universe is, in order to know what the self is, thereby in order to know what happiness is, I'm living my life, I'm doing all that I have to do, in order to live this life, ultimately to discover the truth of the whole, which is Ishwara, understand? And which is happens to be myself, and which is also happiness. People think Isharpana Buddhya means not before doing every action, Isharpana Buddhya I am doing. Be very clear. Mokshaha is my choiceless end. I had no choice about it. You have no choice over whether you want moksha or not. You have no choice. Whether you know or not, whether you want or not, what you are wanting is mokshaha. I can say moksha is something different word. Santoshaha, nitya, nirantara, sukham, happiness. That happiness is the very sarupam of the truth of the whole jagat, which is Ishwara, and which happens to be yourself. So self, for knowing the self, for knowing the truth of the universe, for knowing what happiness is, okay, for discovering what moksha is, I'm living this life. Understand? To live this life, whatever I have to do, I'm doing. This attitude. is what? Doing one's duties, all one's actions with an attitude of offering it to Bhagavan. Is it clear? That's why Kevalam Ishwarartham, I'm only doing this for Bhagavan. Bhagavan means what? As if Bhagavan is expecting us to do something. That's why I don't want to translate directly like that. If I translate literally, Kevalam Ishwarartham, only for Ishwara, it means what? I'm doing it not for my sake, as well I'm doing it for Bhagavan's sake. Not that way. I'm doing it, I tell you, whatever we do it for our own sake. Understand? We're very careful that way. Nobody can do anything for somebody else's sake, I tell you. Even if you do something for somebody else's sake, ultimately do it for your own happiness. That is why there's no such thing called selfless action. Please understand, Vedanta makes you think better. There's no such thing called selfless action. Any social service, even if people do for the happiness of others, because in making others happy, they become happy. Ultimately, what is ultimately sought after is their own happiness. Understand? That's why there's no such thing called selfless action. People are selfishly selfless. Understand? Satyam. This is what Vedanta says. Understand? Sometimes you are intelligently selfish, sometimes you are foolishly selfish. Understand? When you do, you make others happy for your happiness, you are intelligently selfish. But, yeah, that's true. That's Satyam. That is why, because when you treat this, Ishwarartham, Kevalam Ishwarartham Karmani Kuru, do all your actions only for Ishwara. Means what? That means, I live this life, doing all that I have to be done, ultimately to accomplish my choiceless end of moksha, which is nothing but discovery of my own self, which is the discovery of the truth of the entire cosmos, which is discovery of what moksha is, what happiness is. Understand? There are two different things. Then, what is the attitude you have there? Whatever I do it. This is what is doing one's duties with an attitude of offering it to Bhagavan. So, clear? So, this is what is yogastha karma karanam. Doing one's duties, performing one's actions, remaining steadfast in yoga. What do you understand in English? Remaining steadfast in yoga. May you do your duties. I can speak remaining steadfast in language only we can change. Understand? What do you understand? Utterly remaining steadfast in yoga means doing all one's duties, all one's actions, ultimately to discover the greatest truth of the whole cosmos, or one's own self, being very happiness. This is the truth one has to discover. Understand? Therefore, if I do, it becomes what? Performed with an attitude of offering to Bhagavan. Tatrapi. Ishwaro me tushyatu.
Ishwaro me tushyatu.
Shankara says, even there, O Ishwaraha me tushyatu. So, Ishwaraha me tushyatu. Tushyatu, may God be pleased with me. There's a desire, okay? May God be pleased with me. May Ishwaraha me tushyatu. Me tushyatu. May God be pleased with me. Iti sangam tyaktva. Okay? So giving up even that thought, oh, may Lord be pleased with me. I'm doing this just to please God. I tell you, if you have any such idea, please give up. You want to, God also you want to please only if you are sure that you will be pleased. Okay? If you are not going to be pleased by making God pleased, you will not think of pleasing God. Understand? That is why Atmanastu Kamaya Sarvam Priyam Bhavati. Atmanastu Kamaya Sarvam Priyam Bhavati. Whatever you like in the world, what you love, anything in this world, what, understand, whatever you want to please, ultimately to please yourself. For your own pleased self, you do it. That is why there is no such thing called pleasing others, pleasing my friends, making others happy. I want others to be happy. I do it for the happiness of others. I do it for the happiness of other people. I do it for the happiness of Bhagavan. I want to please God, please others. I tell you, you want to please yourself. Why? If others are not pleased, you cannot be pleased. That is why you want to be pleased. That is why, please understand. That is why, don't entertain all these thoughts like this. Ishvaraha metushyatu, may Bhagavan be pleased. That is why I am doing it with the attitude of Bhagavan. Please understand, what you are choicelessly seeking is happiness. Freedom from sorrow. Freedom from limitations. And the happiness is limitlessness and fullness, which is the very swarupam of the truth of the entire cosmos, reality of the cosmos. So the reality of the cosmos is available for recognition only as this self. Therefore, discovering what the self is, discovering the knowledge of, say, discovering the truth of substance or the substantive, I, discovering what is the content of the word I, okay? What does the word I really mean? Oh, I means first person singular pronoun. What does it mean? What is the content of the word I? Like wave is a word, content is H2O. Understand? Similarly, what is the content of the word I? We do not know. Understand? Therefore, know the content of the word I. Discovering the content of, it remains covered now. It is there. You can't attain it. It's already there. It is very you. Understand? You can't attain. Wave can never attain H2O. Similarly, you can never attain yourself. You're already yourself. You have to only attain the knowledge of yourself. Understand? Therefore, content of the I is the truth of yourself. The truth of yourself is the truth of the entire cosmos. So, discovering the truth of yourself is discovering the truth of the entire cosmos, which is discovering what happiness is, which is discovering the truth of Bhagavan. Therefore, Ishwar Kevalam Ishwarartham Karmani Kuru. I live this life ultimately to discover the truth of Bhagavan, which is myself, which is happiness, which is my choiceless end. Understand? Therefore, Ishwarartham Kuru. So doing this, with this understanding, doing one's duty, that's why very Purushartha Nischaya makes the whole thing, when the attitude changes. That is why this Karma Yoga is impossible without having Purushartha Nischaya. Isn't it? That's why he says, Yogastaha Karmani Kuru. Anyway, that's why Tatrapi Ishwaro Me Tushyatu. Tatrapi Ishwaro Me Tushyatu.
Ishwaro Me Tushyatu.
Iti Sangam Tyaktva.
Sangam Tyaktva.
Dhananjaya.
Dhananjaya.
Okay. So, giving up, thinking, okay, I'm doing this to please others, to please Bhagavan. Understand? Without these thoughts, may you do your duties. He says, Palatrishna Shunyena.
Palatrishna Shunyena.
Kriyamane.
Kriyamane.
Karmani.
Karmani.
Sattva Shuddhija.
Sattva Shuddhija.
Jnana Prapti Lakshana.
Jnana Prapti Lakshana.
Siddhihi.
Siddhihi.
Tad Viparyayaja.
Tad Viparyayaja.
Asiddhihi.
Asiddhihi.
tayoho
tayoho
siddhya siddhyoho
siddhya siddhyoho
api
api
samaha
samaha
tulyaha bhutva
tulyaha bhutva
karm kuru karmani
kuru karmani.
Okay, what he says, palatrishna shunyena kriyamane karmani sattva shuddhi hi bhavati. See, when you are doing your duties without being attached to the results of actions, or without having craving for this result, once you have prasada buddhi, once you know about the nature of fruits of actions, look at this. Once you know the nature of fruits of actions, what do you know about the fruits of actions? Fruits of actions are definitely happening. Understand? They will never fail. Fruits of actions definitely will fructify, will happen. Then fruits of actions, I cannot choose a given fruit of result, fruit of action. I cannot choose a given fruit of action. No, I want only this. I want only success. I don't want failure. I want only this. I cannot choose. I have no choice over the given fruit of action. And fruits of actions are determined by the natural laws, which are Bhagavan, which are also Bhagavan. And all, even though they are determined by the natural laws, they have a given cause for those results. Appropriate cause for those results. Why this is happening? It is not acceptable for me. It is your drishti is, okay, you can't really perceive things correctly. You don't have that vision to see through. You can't even understand why there's a tomato plant growing in your garden. Oh my God, when did they throw this seed? I never knew. You don't even know that. Even you can't even decide, understand when you threw the seed and how it is, the new sapling has come. You can't even understand that. How can you understand what karma you did, what karmas have been done before, how why the results are coming? I tell you, whatever comes, all the results are determined by the law perfectly, in keeping with, understand, the causes. And they, all the fruits of actions also, they come and go, impermanent. I have no say over them. These are the things one has to know about the fruits of actions. Understand, these are the facts about the fruits of actions. Once I know them, definitely, then how can I be? I do my duties, then water comes, prasada. They come and go. Why? Because what I am expecting is everlasting. Nobody can deny me. Nobody can stand on my way. Nobody can stop me. It's a question of knowing. That is why it's very... Therefore, all that they want is only that. All these things I cannot say, they come and go. Once I know these things, then I can do them what? Without any craving for, I do expect a fruit. I do the karma expecting a fruit, desirable fruit definitely, but I'm also anxiety free person that I'm, I also, how I do look at it? I know, I'm not craving for the fruit. I'm not attached to the fruit. Understand? I'm doing it. That's called what? Trishna shunya. Understand? And what is? Pala trishna shunyena kriyamanam karma. That's what? Doing one's duties or performing actions without having craving for fruits, given fruits of actions. Then, if we do that, what happens? Sattva shuddhihi bhavati. Hattva shuddhi means what? Antakarna shuddhihi. No? Mental purity that one can have, one can utilize one's own likes and dislikes, which is called mental purity. Once you have mental purity, sattva shuddhija, then what happens? Jnana prapti lakshana. jnana prapti lakshana siddhi. Then there will be, once you have mental purity, that mental purity should result in what? Knowledge of the self. Knowledge of the reality, which is jnana praptihi. And the jnana praptihi is what? Success, achievement, siddhihi. Understand? Jnana prapti is the siddhi. Achievement here is what? A real achievement is what? Jnana praptihi. Attainment of the self knowledge is jnana praptihi. Attainment of self, attaining self knowledge is what? Success. Real achievement. Attainment of knowledge is achievement. What have you achieved? I have attained self-knowledge. It's an achievement. That is siddhihi. And for self, so to have the achievement of, the attainment of self-knowledge, what do you need? Mental purity. And how do you get the mental purity? By, understand, by doing your duties without being attached to the results of actions. It is understand. Suppose tad viparyayaja asiddhihi. Asiddhihi means what? Failure or non-achievement. Asiddhihi means failure or non-achievement. Viparyayaja, suppose there is no sattva shuddhihi. Understand, there is no sattva shuddhi. If there is no mental purity, then definitely that will not result in what? Self-knowledge. If it doesn't, okay, then once you can't achieve self-knowledge, non-achievement of self-knowledge is what? Failure. Understand? So non-attainment of self-knowledge is non-achievement, which is failure. Asiddhihi. Therefore, tayoho siddhya siddhyoho api even then. When you do your duties, don't think all those things, whether knowledge is going to take place, which is moksha, whether knowledge is not going to take place, I'm going to attain chitta suddhihi, thereby I won't attain knowledge, even without that. Understand? Even without that, he says, tulyaha bhutva, means what? Be remaining the same towards whatever will be the results of actions. Whatever will be the fruits of actions. Remaining the same towards anything and everything that happens in life. Understand? Samaha bhutva. May you do your duties. Bhutva kuru karmani. May you do your duties. People talk about relaxation, stress management. I tell you, there's no way of freeing yourself from stress. You know, then and having this attitude. Really, people talk, you know, if you say management excellence with reference to Bhagavad Gita, we have to quote all these verses. Any administrator, any manager, and you know, whether he wants moksha or not, and certain to keep oneself always, to remain balanced and to keep oneself in good humor and to manage things, no? Understand people and their background and behavior, everything, to accommodate, not to react and to act prudently, for all those things, this is very important. Anyway, that's a different thing. We are not simply interested in those things, okay? Once we will do what has to be done. So tulyaha bhutva kuru karmani, may you do your duties. Kosav yogaha. Kaha asau yogaha.
Kaha asau yogaha.
Hey, what is this yoga? Yatrastaha.
Yatrastaha.
Kuru.
Kuru.
Iti uktam.
Iti uktam.
So he says, what is that yoga remaining in which? Arjuna was asked to do karma, remaining steadfast in yoga. What is that yoga? Remaining in which he should do his yoga. He do his karmas, okay? This is a question. Idam evatat.
Idam evatat.
Hey, the yoga is this. This alone is that yoga. Initially, the sloka was, you know, started saying, may you do your duties remaining steadfast in yoga. What is that yoga remaining in which Arjuna was asked to do his duties? Idamevatat, this is what is that yoga. What is it? Samatvam.
Samatvam.
One word. What is yoga? Samatvam. What is yogaha? Samatvam yogaha. What is samatvam? Sameness. Is yogaha. What is sameness? Being the same is the sameness. Understand? Being the same is sameness. Understand? Towards what? Being the same. Remaining the same. Towards what? Towards whatever comes in life. Whatever happens in life, you remain the same. You don't get elated. You don't get dejected. You don't get depressed. You remain the same. That means you're completely anxiety-free person. That entertaining the sameness of mind towards anything which comes in life is yoga. Very difficult to have. That is why Bhagavan is teaching here. Very difficult to have. To be the same towards everything. How can I be the same towards success and failure? I can't be the same towards success and failure. When success comes, I'll be jumping. When failure comes, I'll you know, cover my face and I'll go and sit somewhere. I'll have a cocoon and sit in, I want to, you know, go and sit inside. Don't want to show my face outside. I can't be the same. I can't be smiling always in all situations. Samatvam yogaha. You can do that. If you are free from anxiety about the fruits of actions which you are performing now, how can I be free from anxiety about the fruits of actions which I am performing now? If you know the nature of fruits of actions, what is the nature? If you know the fact about the fruits of actions. What is the fact about fruits of action? If you know the fact about the fruits of actions, understand? Then you can remain, you can be free from anxiety. What is the fact about the fruits of actions? Fruits of actions are determined by the natural laws. So what? You cannot choose your desirable fruit. The fruit, you can expect it to be desirable. Understand? But it can be desirable, it can be unexpected, it can be more than you expected, it can be less than you expected, it can be just opposite to what you expected, it can be surprisingly much more than what you expected. It can be anything. Understand? But the results are determined by the natural laws. In keeping with appropriate cause, which you cannot know. Then all the fruits of actions, even though they are ordained by the natural law, which are Bhagavan, they all are time bound. They come and go. I cannot undo them. Understand? Once I know them, I entertain an attitude. What is attitude? I look at them as prasada. Look at ordained by natural laws. Natural laws are Bhagavan. Look at them as prasada. Then once it is, if I have attitude of looking at everything as prasada, I don't deny it. I accept it with sameness of mind. I am free from anxiety. Understand? That is what is not being attached to the results of actions, not craving for the fruits of actions, but we do expect very strongly a desirable fruit, nothing wrong, but you are attached. That means you are free from anxiety. You expect a desirable result, but you are also ready to accept anything which comes in life. That is what is samatvam. Understand? Samatvam యోగః ఉచ్యతే. సో ఈశ్వరార్పణ బుద్ధ్యా కర్మ కురు. మీ డూ ఆల్ యర్ డ్యూటీస్ దన్ యాటిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఇట్ టు భగవాన్ కేవలం ఈశ్వరార్థమితి. కర్మ కురు అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ కమ్స్ అక్సెప్ట్ ఇట్ విత్ సేమ్నెస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ దాట్ ఈక్వానిమిటీ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ టువర్డ్స్ ఆల్ ద రిజల్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్ ఈజ్ వాట్ సమత్వం అండ్ సమత్వం ఈజ్ యోగ. అదర్వైజ్ there's no way of unless and you are, until you understand the subtle fact and change your attitude and learn to live your life intelligently, there's no way of becoming mentally tranquil, mentally pure. Understand? I told you initially samat yogaha. Please remember this. What is yoga? Anything and everything which you do, no, which contributes for the mental purity alone, which thereby which prepares the mind for jnanam, is yoga. Otherwise anything you do is a mere karma which will not contribute for mental purity. If it doesn't contribute for mental purity, it is not yoga, it's just the karma. The karma, if you do it which it contributes for mental purity, it is yoga, for which you should have purushartha nischaya, you should have know the value of knowledge, you should be committed to the pursuit of knowledge, you should know the value of becoming mentally pure and steady, you should know the value of values. Otherwise there's no dharma, there's no values, there's no purity, mental purity, there's no yoga. That is why dharmaha paramaha dharma. Understand? For us, dharma governed life is a life, yoga. If the life is, there's no ethics in life, that's all. There's no dharma, means there's no yoga. This time now, I want to do, but next shloka, he says, Krishna says, very nice, and only once and we'll read it. యత్ పునః సమత్వ బుద్ధి యుక్తం. సో ఎంటర్టైనింగ్ దిస్ యాటిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాటిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ అక్సెప్టింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ సేమ్నెస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్, ఈశ్వర ఆరాధనార్థం కర్మ. ఈశ్వర ఆరాధనార్థం కర్మ ఉక్తం. సో ఈశ్వర ఆరాధనార్థం కర్మ మీన్స్ వాట్? దెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ డూ యువర్ యాక్షన్స్, ఓకే, యూ హ్యావ్ పురుషార్థ నిశ్చయ, యూ నో ది వాల్యూ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, యూఆర్ కమిటెడ్ టు ది పర్స్యూట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, యూ నో ది, అండర్స్టాండ్, దెన్ యూ నో ది వాల్యూ ఆఫ్ బికమింగ్ మెంటలీ ప్యూర్ అండ్ స్టడీ, యూ నో ది వాల్యూ ఆఫ్ వాల్యూస్. సో యూ లివ్ అ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ విత్ అన్ యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఇట్ టు భగవాన్ and accepting everything which comes in life with sameness of mind as prasada, then that life is what? Life of karma yoga is what? Life of worship. Understand? Whatever work you do becomes ishvara aradhanam. Without purushartha nischaya, without knowing the value of knowledge, without commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, without living a life of dharma, even if you worship the Lord, worship becomes a mere action, karma, which produces some punya phalam, which is not yoga. But if you have purushartha nischaya, if you know the value of knowledge, you're committed to the pursuit of knowledge, if you know the value of values, if you live a life of karma yoga, then even any action you do becomes worship. How you can convert the karma into yoga, thereby convert anything that you do into worship. Work becomes worship. If there is purushartha nischaya, ishwarpana buddhihi, prasada buddhihi, understand, commitment to dharma, surrender to dharma, values. Minus this, worship also becomes karma. Prayer becomes karma. Asanas become karma. Meditation becomes another karma. japam becomes karma, just the karma. But if you see purushartha nischaya, value of knowledge, commitment, understand, these things make the whole thing becomes what? Yoga. When walking becomes yoga, sitting becomes yoga, getting up becomes yoga, the whole life is life of worship. This understanding really converts. This understanding only, that is why the person who lives a life of karma yoga is really a spiritual person. Without this understanding, there is no karma yogi. Not simply doing some free service, not karma yoga. Understand? Then there is some inner pressure for you. You want to go and do something free. That is not yoga. This is like another problem. Emotional problem. Because some thing, I want to do something free. Understand? I tell you this completely. You can unleash psyche so beautifully. Hari Shastram, we can see, we can photograph the psyche, the pressure, no? The mind very well.